Okay, we are up to Divrei Hayamim, Aleph, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalet. Yesterday we went through the Yichus. Okay, I don't know if you have the handout from yesterday. It's, you don't need it now. If I have another handout, I'll give you it a little bit later, a few moments. But we went through the Yichus of Gershon, Kohos, and Merari, the Mishmaros of the Levim. I made the calculation of the 24 Mishmaros. And Moshe and David, he took a census, and the census included apostles from everyone who was 30 years and up. We mentioned yesterday this interesting point that it does not mention if the cutoff was at 50, because in the Torah it says that the Levim only served between the age of 30 and 50. They enter the service when they're 25. Pasuk says there's really a steep contradiction. One pasuk says they come when they're 25, and another pasuk says when they're 30. And with this, we learned that when they're 25, it's for training, 5 years of training, and then when they're 30, they actually enter the service. They perform their duties. Now pasuk of Dalet tells us after Moshe Ben he made this calculation. Elev and Elevi Leveis Avoy Sehem. These are the Bnei Levi Leveis Avosim, Roshei Ha'avos, Lefkudehem, B'mispar, what we've mentioned in the past. Elev Bnei Levi Leveis Avosim. These are the Bnei Levi according to their families. Roshei Ha'avos, the heads of the families, Lefkudehem, according to their number, or according to their assignment. The word Lefkudehem over here, it's a hard word to translate because it says the word B'mispar. Let's assume now it means Lefkudehem according to their assignment. B'mispar, according to the number, Shemos LeGulgulos, according to the number of the names of each individual. A Gilgul means a head, a skull. Osei HaMalacha, for those who do the Malacha, La'avodah Space Hashem, Miben Esrim Shana V'mola, from 20 years and up. So here we have a contradiction to what we learned in the beginning of the parak, we learned that it was from 30 and up. And here we're now discussing 20 and up. Now why? So Pasuk Chaf Hei explains to us why David took a second counting. David at this point in time made a double counting. The first counting was from the year 30 and up, and the second counting was from the year 20 and up. Ki Amar David said, Heiniach Hashem Elokei Yisholiyam, Hashem has granted rest to His people. Vayishkon biYushalayim ad l'olam, Hashem will rest in Yushalayim forever. Vegam la'levim, and therefore for the Levim, ein losei sam mishkon, they no longer need to carry the mishkon. V'yeskol keilav la'avodaso, and the kelim for its service. So, in other words, what David is saying is that there are different ways of learning Pshat the Pasuk, but according to some of Farshim, David acknowledged that he made a mistake. I mean, that's a very shocking, extreme understanding, is that David, when he made the calculation, was from 30 now, because that's what it says in the Torah. But David then came to the realization that the number 30 was only in the Midbar, when the Levim's main function was to carry the Kalim of the Mishkan. Then you needed someone who's very strong. Chazal tell us, Ben Shloshim L'Koyach, when you're 30 years old, you reach the Gibor. Gevura is 80 years old. Koyach is when you're 30 years old. So a person, Chazal tell us, Perkei Avos, that when a person is... This is today. I didn't give it out. It's cool. You can take it. I didn't give it out yet. It's going to be for the next paragraph. It's good. And when a person reaches his physical strength when he's 30 years old. Now, I don't know what doctors... scientists say about that. Doctor, what do they say? Any? Because you know, I think you see that most baseball players, by the time they're 30 years old,
late 20s.
But most baseball players, athletes, when they're already 30, they're over a bottle. Most of them. That's right. They're already on the verge of retirement.
Tennis players are old by yet.
A what?
32.
Tennis players.
They're retired?
By 32, they're going down.
They're going down. Everyone, all athletes.
Not all athletes. Some fields, golf.
Baseball, they go into the 40s.
They go into the 40s, yeah. They're prime.
They play into the 30s.
Yeah, some of them.
Okay.
Baseball into the 30s.
The Chazal say, Ben Shloshim L'Koyach. 30 years of age is when a person reaches the peak of Koyach, and that is why... That is why
chess.
David. That is what
chess, they go into the 70s.
And that is why David. That is why the Torah required the Levim to be 30 and up to carry the Kelim of the Mishkan. Under 30 years old, they're not strong enough. So when David made his original calculation, the calculation was what it said in the Torah, 30 and up. And now David realized, I don't need to do that anymore, because now Hashem has given rest. The Klal Yisrael are at rest, and no longer will the Kelim be carried. The Kelim will have reached their final destination, Yerushalayim, L'shichnei Siddush V'Vos HaShama, and they no longer need to carry. So what are the Levim going to do from here on in? They're going to sing. They're going to serve as gatekeepers. They're going to play musical instruments. So this does not require any special koyach of 30. So the time of the Torah no longer applies. And therefore, David made a second census from 20 and up. Okay, that's one interpretation. Another interpretation Chazal give is that David, after he made, ideally, since the Torah says, Levim shall serve between 30 and 50, that's the ideal. However, it was not, it was Hayroa Shah, because after David counted the Levium, it wasn't enough. There were not enough Levium in the census from 30 and up, even though we learned yesterday it was 38,000, if I'm not mistaken, the 38,000. It appears David felt that was not sufficient for the avod that was necessary, and therefore it was a Hayroa Shah. He had to make another census to include even the youngsters, those who were 20 years and up. It's a very difficult.
If you don't want to make the grub, that the 24,000 were just supervisors.
Yes.
So who did they supervise?
Maybe they supervised not. They were supervisors from Klali, so they were teachers. They were living in the Ari HaLevim. 8,000 people, or
there were 4,000 pekidim and 4,000
gatekeepers and 4,000 singers.
No one left from the 30.
They weren't enough. Okay, so we don't know what lenatzech. What is lenatzech? Either it means to sing, right? So it's all right. They weren't enough. So that's why it was necessary.
They rotated.
What?
They rotated.
They what?
Rotated.
Yeah.
But that means
they didn't work every single night. It was a mishmar.
They were off in their job.
They didn't need them all at one time.
It wasn't enough.
So 38 was enough.
Okay, so
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay. If they rotated,
they had 24 mishmaros.
I don't know the answer, right?
They didn't work when they were. Only the Mishma worked.
Only them.
The regular jobs.
Okay, so it's not clear. All we have, the question is a very powerful question. What is going on in this parak? David is making two countings. First counting is from 30 and up, and that itself is subject to much discussion. Was there a cutoff point of 50? Doesn't say. We don't know. Different opinions. And now we have another census of 20 and up. What's going on? So the pasuk seemingly addresses the issue and says 30 and up was only when they needed to carry the kelim. They're no longer carrying the kelim. Hashem has given Klal Yisrael rest, and no longer will they be that.
They haven't carried the kelim for a long time.
No, they did. Well, they went l'shichnei sidushu. They went to Gilgal and then to Shiloh, to Nov and Givon. They were still at a state. They were still at a state, though, where they have not come to the final resting place. So that requirement of 30 and up still was in play. Yeah?
How come David didn't count if he got into so much trouble?
So I guess this was 100% purely l'shem shemayim. This was for a purpose.
He probably thought the first problem was l'shem shemayim.
He did. We discussed that. We discussed that. That was his mistake. That was Yoav telling me that it's not l'shem shemayim. David was convinced that it was l'shem shemayim.
But now he's doing one
for a purpose.
After that,
yeah. Maybe he learned his lesson. I don't know. It's a good question. Why you play around? Who playing with fire? He got already into a lot of trouble. And Nachamol is taking the double counting of Sheva Levi. It's a really good question. Maybe it's only part of, because he's not doing the entire Klal Yisrael, just doing one segment, and it's a very clearly defined purpose of giving them a role, not just stam accounting for the sake of counting. There's a defined purpose. I don't know. It's a very, very good question. Okay, let's see further. In the words of Divrei David Ho'acharoinim, Hema Mispar, in David's second words, meaning David's second command to count Klal Yisrael, Mispar B'nei Levi, Miben Eshem Shon V'molo, the counting was from 20 years and above.
Why 20 years above? Why not 20 to 30 if you rated the 30 to and above?
So we already knew the 30, so maybe Enochanan, that's what it means. It could be that, you're right, it could be that since that number was already, was they already had records, so it was not only necessary to fill in the gap and to give you the total sum. It could be that's how it was done, to go count all over again. You're right. I don't know the technique. It would be redundant to do that all again. Okay, let's see the mitzvahs. Let's see the mitzvahs from Pasuk Chaf Dal through Chaf Zayin. Chaf Dal lebeis avosem lebnei beis avosem lechayu eile rosh avos. According to the fathers, according to the leaders of these families, hayu rosh avos lechol hapakudim shabohem. They were leaders over the people that were counted. Okay. We count them by name. Every person had a name, and each person was counted. Those the malacha, the three malachas mentioned in the previous psukim, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the overseers, the administrators. Now, pasuk chafei ki Omar David. Okay, so this is an important mitzvah. Ba lo seis tam. The pasuk here is coming to address the obvious issue. Why is David counting them again when only 2-3 seconds before it says he counted 30 years ago? Lama mona David mi ben Hashem halo atara amra mi ben shloshim. V'yamar ki amar, and in the previous pasuk David zunta, David counted mi ben shloshim. The answer is v'yamar ki amar David heniach Hashem. Hashem has given us rest. We've now discovered the final resting place. Ad le'olam, the lo yozus od misham, no longer will the Mishkan move from this location, therefore I want to make another counting. You know, if we go back to our yisoid, this idea that we discussed a few times, that there was a David which was trying to impress upon Klal Yisrael, they have reached the Nachala. Pasuk says, Kiloi basem ad ata el ha-menucha v'el ha-nachala. Nowhere in the Torah does it say where the Mokoyim Hanachla is. Nowhere. It was only accepted through prophecy, through David seeing the Malach Elohim on the Goyren of Aravna. And we discussed this, that not everyone in Klal Yisrael was convinced that David was right. There are people in Klal Yisrael that felt that Yerushalayim was not the final resting place. Just like Shiloh was a major structure, it was not the final resting place. So too, Yerushalayim was not the final resting place. We discussed when it came to the Bamos. That's why there are many people that had private Bamos during this period of time. Rak HaBamos Lo Heser, because people felt that Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, although it was a grand structure, it was only a Bama Gedola. And the Shas had to Bamos, you can have a Bama Ketana. It took many generations until people finally came to the realization that David was right. They accepted Be'emun HaShlema, that L'shich the Nachal indeed was Yerushalayim. So perhaps David was trying to press upon Klal Yisrael, this the final Nachala, I'm going to make another census from 20 and up. I'm going to go against what the Torah says from 30 and up, go from 20 and up, because by making a counting from 20 up, that's showing you that the 30 and up is bottle. Why is 30 and up bottle? Because 30 and up is only in play when we have not yet reached the Nachala. Because if we have not yet reached the Nachla, we're still in the process of traveling from place to place. If we're traveling, we're going to carry the Kalim from place to place, then the Levim must be from 30 and up. But once we reach the final Nachla, then the 30 and up is bottled, and now we can count from 20 and up, no different than the other people in Klal Yisrael, go out, B'litzvah, HaMulchama, from 20 and up. So making a public counting of 20 and up was a public statement to persuade Klal Yisrael, I have received the prophecy that this indeed is the Nachala, and here is where it ends. We take this for granted, that Yerushalayim is the Nachala. But at the time, it was a tremendous chiddush. It was a shocking statement for people to believe that they have really reached the Nachala. There's more to it. There's more to the process of Geula, they felt. And David was trying to make this statement. Okay, Pasuk Chavav. The Gam Lelevim Bim Kain. Pasuk continues to say, why is David not making a counting from 20? The Gam Lelevim Bim Kain Gam Ein Gam Lelevim Lo Seis HaMishkan Mimakom Mimakom Kamosh Nasu Ad Heina. There is no longer any for the Lelevim to carry the Mishkan any further. The Einam El Lashir, the only function they will serve from here on in is to sing. The Dai Beben Eshim, it's enough from 20 and up. Ki Lavoidas Bekosef, only when they carried the Kalim on their shoulders. Hutrach Lishloishim Limalois HaKoyah. as it says in Pirkei Avos, Ben Shloshim L'Koyach V'lo L'Shir. La'avodoso Hayosu La'avodos HaMishkan Chav Zayin Ki B'Divrei. Now, what is this pasuk of Zayin telling us? The words of the last words of David, Hema War from 20 and up. Ratzalaymer. This is a very hard pasuk to translate literally. Ratzalaymer. Av she b'divrei David atzmo, even though David contradicts himself, ne'amar l'malo, a few psukim we learned yesterday, b'ben shloshim zeh ki b'divrei David acharoinim. This now new counting of 20 and up was a second command. They were divrei David ha'acharoinim, la'afukei the rishoinim, heima, sepurim, they were counted. Mi ben Eshem from 20. Alba Rishoyna Acharoinim is Leafuke, the David's initial command. Le also Zos Aldato, that was not his original intent. The Rasulim Noisam Kamashama Batura Mi ben Shloshim. So the Mitzudas here is downplaying the contradiction. He's saying he wanted to fulfill a token fulfillment of what the Torah said. The Torah says 30 and up, so let me also do 30 and up. But since that reason is no longer in play, there's no longer kosef yisahu, I'm going to count now for tachlis, for my purpose, again, achreinim, 20 and up. Okay, let's go to pasuk chavches.
If you count from 20 and up, don't you get more people than if you count from 30?
Of course.
Right, so what do you need them?
Of course. The numbers that were mentioned in the previous psukim was the 38,000 was 30 and up. And it's not telling us the numbers, how many there were from 20 and up.
You need less manpower, not more manpower.
Right, right.
What do you mean you need less? You need more manpower.
You're not carrying the load anymore.
But the shira, the avod of the gatekeepers and teaching,
right? Other job,
right. He's preparing for the future what's going to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. He's for Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, now we come to pasuk chaf ches.
He doesn't really need them. He's setting up the mishmaris.
Correct.
He doesn't know how many people will be in each mishmaris.
Well, he does. I mean, he
right now he has what he has, but when Shlomo is going to come, it'll be another 30 years.
Yeah.
What, so 30 years? He's dying already.
Okay.
Whatever it is, but you're talking about the next 800 years.
So his important.
He's laying the foundation.
His priority was to get Mishmaris.
Correct.
He got 24.
Right.
Then he did a count.
Well, it was
done together.
That,
I don't know yet further, but the Shlomo doesn't make a count when he assigns the people to the Mishmaris.
I don't think it says there is any calculation. Maybe it doesn't say. I don't think it says that Shlomo counted the Klal Yisrael.
Because we don't, you know, the guy becomes a shaven, and then 7 years later, we don't know.
That's right. Well, the Pasuk tells us that a certain Mishmaris over time, here this is being written now at the end of the Bayis, at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, and the Pesukim mentioned that there was a shortage in two Mishmaris. They merged. So in Echanami, things over time changed. But at least at this point in time, David is following in the way of the Torah, the spirit of the Torah, that you should count the Levim. The Levim should be counted. David is establishing the Mishmaros of Levim, and he wants to get a feel of how many people he has. Okay, let's pass the Chavches. Ki mamodam liyad b'nei Aharon. Now the pasuk tells us. Did I skip anything? Yeah, ki mamodam. He stationed them. These are the Levim liyad to correspond to b'nei Aharon, the mishmaros of the Kohanim. Now, we did not yet learn about the mishmaros of the Kohanim. That we're going to learn in the next paragraph of Dalet. In Chazal, the main focus that we talk about is the mishmaros of the Kohanim. We don't very rarely hear about the mishmaros of the Levim. That's not something which is mentioned. We know on the kinnas of Tisha B'Av, there's a whole kinnah devoted Chavatzelis Hasharon, and we actually list the 24 mishmaros of the Kohanim. The Gemara in Tainis tells us that originally there were 16 mishmaros, and then it was increased to 24. And the Gemara is only addressing the Kohanim. The Levim is not really discussed that much. The pasuk here says that these mishmaros of Levim directly corresponded; they were the counterpart to the mishmaros of the Kohanim that we will learn about in the next parak. Kimamodam, they were stationed liyad, opposite, to correspond b'nei Aharon la'avodas beis Hashem. What were their role? What was the role of the Levim? They were administrators. They were in charge of maintenance. They were in charge of the building committee. Al hachatzeros, on the courtyards, v'al halishochos, on the chambers, v'al toharas, on the, they were in charge to make sure the tahara. Everything was tahar luchol kodesh. U'maasei avoidas beis lukim, and all the things that were done in the beis hamigdash. Chavtes ulelechem hamare.
Changed every 2 weeks. Isn't that unusual?
Every week. Every week a new Yishmar. Yes, well, it was, I guess there was someone that was in charge of everyone on top of everyone together, but that's right, every week they came in, there was a change of guards. Every week a new shift came in, a new family. So let's go further. Ulechem ha'mareches, that's lechem aponim. Ulechem ha'mareches, the lechem aponim, that's the arrangement of the range. Mareches means the arrangement of lechem aponim. Ulesoiles lemincha, and all of the flour that was prepared for the mincha. Ulukiki ha'matzos, and the wafers for the matzos, for the various menachos that were made different types of wafers. Ulemachvas, ulevilamur boches, different, the matzos are regular matzos. Regular, and then we have the machvas that was fried in oil on an open pan. The lamur beches, it was soaked. This was not in an open, now this wasn't, this had like a toch, like on a utensil, which there was more oil. The oil did not fall off the side of the utensil because it was contained inside the walls of the utensil, which caused the bread to have a thicker
texture.
Ulechol misura, every measurement. Umida misura means the measurement of liquids. The measure of liquids. Umida are measurements of solids. The lamod baboker baboker. And what else did the Levian do? They stood every morning. They stood. Amida means to daven, to pray. Where do we find this idea to pray? It's a very beautiful word in Asher Yotzar. What does it mean, la'amod? It already says lehiskayim. If our body does not function properly, it's impossible to lehiskayim, to exist before Hashem. So why do we have the word la'amod? Ein amida ela tefillah. If our bodies do not function properly, we're not able to fulfill our tafkid in this world, to daven. La'amod, to daven. Person has to go to the Beis HaKisei, he can't daven. La'amod lefonecha. That's a somewhat pashup shot in the Asher Yotzar. So here we have also the person of la'amod means to serve in the capacity of davening before Hashem, baboker, daily, lehodos, to give thanks, lehalel, to praise Hashem, lechein, le'orev, and also in the evening, the tamid shel bein harbam, also they sang shir when the karbonos were offered. Ulechol ha'alois, and concerning all ha'alois, oilois la'ashem, concerning all of the offerings. It's an unusual form of the oilos, the going up of the oilos, bringing up of the oilos, la'ashem, la'ashabosos, concerning all of the karbonos that were offered on the Shabbos, lechodoshim ve'lamoadim, the mispar according to their correct number. Every single moed has a certain number of karbonos, oilos, and kimishpatam according to their law, aleihem tamid, upon them continuously. They were to stand guard and to make sure everything was done lifnei Hashem. Veshamu, they were to guard, they were commanded, they were to guard as mishmeres oil moed, the charge of the oil moed, the ace mishmeres akodesh, mishmeres bnei aron acheihem, and the guard of Aaron, their brethren, they were in charge of them. La avoida space Hashem. Let's see the Rat Mitzudos, some of the deeper ideas in these words. Pasik chof ches ki mamodam. What does it mean, mamodam? That they were stationed. David HaMelech, after he divided them into 24 mishmaros, he stationed them, he positioned them. Ratzalemar, hoyl hufkedu lios mamodam, tachas yad bnei Aaron, since they were appointed to stand underneath the authority of Aaron, imkein dai. This continues from the previous pasuk. David Ben Eshram is coming to apologize why it's 20 and up and it's not 30 and up, because now they're coming to do different roles in the mikdash and not to carry the kelim. Alachatzeros yifarish mahu avodas space Hashem. It's telling us over here what was their work. The Amar sheyu memunim alachatzeros, who appointed chaseres v'altaras lishmar, to guard taharas devarim hakadoshim shlo yitamu uma maasei ushamai sevelas Hashem. Lechem arochas, lehachin lechem aponim, to prepare lechem aponim, ulesolus leminachas asolus, urkike hei mine minachas, and respetoro, lechol meshuro, leos munim amidas halach, vayavish, and it's racham lazara, velamoid, leshore, bo'ez hakarvas atmidin, to sing also, velamoid is to sing, and lechol ha'alois, oilois, Lehoidos lahalel b'chol zman ha'alas oilos Hashem l'shabosos, to sing every time a carbon is offered, which is v'heim oilos hamusafim b'mispar ratzleimar ha'oilos haboim b'mispar akavua k'mishpat ha'Torah al Yisrael ha'akiv tamu v'Hashem lo yavar, according to the number that the Torah gives for each musaf, v'shamru v'gam yishmeru es mishmeres ha'oil. Now, what does it mean to guard? Gatekeepers. So Pasuk, the last Pasuk, Pasuk Lamed is telling us Hashanah means they were gatekeepers, and what's the main role of the gatekeeper? Do not allow a zor to come into the Beis HaMikdash. The gam yishmeru es mishmeres ha'oil lebal yikrav ish zor ha'kodesh dov dvarim ha'mukdashim u'mishmeres ne'aron. What does that mean? To they were appointed to guard the guard of Aaron, but these are the Levim. Lesayeya oisam bedover hatzarich, to help them bedover hatzarich la'avoda space Hashem ki avshat asor ha'oila. They worked in the kitchen. They were the ones who, in the basement of Chaim, who flayed the animals. Now these psukim here, let's just see the Rashi's. Okay, let's see the Rashi. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Heima mispar b'nei Levi m'b'nei Shemeshon v'malo. Kolema oz tikein David mishmaros elu kishayavoy shlema b'no shayu mizumonim lo. David prepared these mishmaros not for him, his time, his lifetime. The mishmaros were activated in the lifetime of Shlomo, which means that when the Mishkan was still in Shiloh, Noiv Givon, and even now in Givon, there were no Mishmaros. There were no official Mishmaros, although certainly the Levim sang Shira, there was a system in place which we have no record of. We have no record of exactly how the Levim, whose turn, what family served in the Mishkan of Shiloh, Nova Givon, and Gilgal as well. There is no record. These Mishmaros were to become active when Shlomo HaMelech would build the Bayis Rishon. Pasuk Chavches, Ki Ma'amodam Liyad B'nei Aaron, Dugma V'Yilavu Alecha V'Yishosucha. The word Liyad is equivalent to what it says in the Torah, V'Yilavu, to accompany. To accompany the love of Alecha Vishasucha, they will accompany you and they will serve you. So that's what it means. Liyad in Divrei Hayam, in Ksuvim, is a different form of language. In the time of Ezra, Nehemiah, Klal Yisrael already had a different form of spoken language, and we use the word Liyad. The Altaras Lechol Kodesh, what else did they do? She'im Yitma Habayis Vekelev Shayuhem Mamunim Letaro. So the Rashi learns not like the Mitzudah. The Mitzudah says they were in charge to make sure things do not become Tameh. That's not what Rashi says. You read between the lines. Rashi says their main role was that if something did become Tameh, they were in charge of repairing it and making it Tahar, putting it in the mikvah, make sure the mikvah was a kosher mikvah. The Levim accepted, they took out the Avodah Zarah, and at the time of Chizkiyahu made a board about a massive tshuva movement, and the Levim there were the ones in charge of being metaher the Beis HaMikdash from the Avodah Zarah and all of the shratzim that were found there. What does these words mean? Heim yiyu memunim al halashachos, on the chambers. The gam alishka space hatilaim, they were also in charge of the animals. Shehar karbonos sham, the karbonos there, they were guard for 4 days. Bikur, the karbonos, the tamidim had to be prepared 4 days in advance. Veheim yevihu, they would bring it el hakoyhanim tamid b'chol yom b'mispar mashet zrichim b'chol yom bein b'chol bein b'shavosos v'chadoshim v'adim shemosifim ala tamid kol eile. That they add to the carbon talmud depending on the holiday. Yaviu b'mispar, they would bring by number kamishpat v'gam b'sayim, they would help lakoyhanim lahavshit hazevach v'chein matzin v'chizkiyahu rak hakoyanim hoyu lemaat, because the koyhanim were not enough. They were not enough koyhanim to do this on their own. V'lo yachu lahavshit ha'olos Vaychazkum acheihem halavim. It says beferish in the time of Chizkiyahu, which was approximately halfway through the lifetime of the Bayis Rishon. Chizkiyahu lived about 200 years into the Bayis Rishon, and it's declared there, even at that point in time, there were not enough kohanim to do everything themselves. They needed the assistance of the levim. Now, these psukim here are very, very fascinating psukim, because when you learn the Gemara, if you only learn the Gemara, Masechta Tamid and Masechta Yoma, you definitely get the impression that these functions that I mentioned here were done by the Kohanim, not by the Levim. There was the Beis Hamoikat, and you learned all the chambers, and you learned the Kohanim, they slept there, they did all these things. You get the impression the Levim were a very, very small role, a very minor role. They came to sing. That's what they did. They played music, they came to sing, but the Kohanim dominated the Beis Hamikdash. You learn here that Adarabba, from the Psukim here, they did everything. You think about the Lechem Aponim. The Kohanim did the Lechem Aponim, right? They're the ones who bring the Bazichin on the Mizveach. They're the ones who ate the Lechem Aponim. Yet it's right. They ate the Lechem Aponim. They're the ones who brought it in. But the ones who did all the work behind the scenes, it's clear as day, in these Psukim here, were the Levim. They had a very major, major role. And they have these very elaborate psukim. They're the ones who prepared the animals. They're the ones who inspected. They're the ones who handed off to the kohanim. The kohanim, they just did the avoda. But all the work that was done behind the scenes is clear from these psukim. The Rayam was handled by the Levim. Okay. Now let's go to, or maybe you want to say, I'm just making a wild suggestion. If you'll find in the Gemara, and in the Mishnah that the Levim had a minor role, maybe that was the Bayis Sheni. Maybe the Bayis Sheni, the dynamics of the Bayis Sheni maybe were very different than the Bayis Rishon. That's very possible, because we do know that very few Levim returned to the Bayis. That was what we learned Ezra, that Ezra had a very hard time convincing a handful of Levim to return to the Beis HaMikdash. So if there were very few Levim, and there were a lot more Kohanim, and that even we discussed even carries on Ad Hayom Hazeh, that the proportion of Kohanim to Levim is much greater than maybe indeed in the Bayis Sheni.
What
about
the Maccabim?
What?
The Maccabim.
The Maccabim, so what about them?
They were Kohanim. Yeah, they were all Kohanim. They also came into the Melucha. So then the Kohanim.
Okay, that was a very later point in time. That was the.
Yes, when the Kohanim took over and they.
Throughout the Levim.
Pushed outside, yeah.
There were very few Levim to begin with in the time of the Bayis Sheni.
Yeah.
So maybe in the time of the Bayis Sheni, I'm just throwing out a wild suggestion, maybe if the impression we get from the Gemara, if it is true, I don't know if it's even true, but if you learn Gemara and you'll get the impression, that's the impression I always had. I didn't learn much Nach. Learn Gemara, you get the impression. Is that the way you felt? You also get that impression, right? Rabbi Mayevsky also had that same impression. You get the impression from the Gemara that the Levim had a very minor role. Well, the Gemara is discussing the Bayis Sheni, and this is the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon. So it could be that it was a whole different world because of the circumstances. Ideally, it was the Levim that were assigned these tasks, but they were not enough in the time of the Bayis Sheni. Okay, yeah. They were punished.
Well, they weren't trusted.
The Levim were not trusted. Okay, things changed. Okay, there was scandals. So in Achnami, that's an interesting point.
Was there a complete transition with David coming in? You know, when you have an administration, a new administration coming in. But what about all these Levim that beforehand had positions? Didn't we also learn that the where they transferred down to their sons and and the families? I just don't see the difference between before with the Mishkan and the Avodah and everything they were doing there, that you now have a David that's completely different. Is
all
it completely
the
different?
You had all the bummers, you had all the little bummers. Everyone who wanted to bring the Karban Shemayim brought his own.
It's not completely different. It's not just on a larger scale. It's more organized. It's not completely different. Just things are being organized and arranged to put in. because everything is now going to be being done on a much larger scale in the Beis HaMikdash.
But he assigned certain Levim, to certain people.
Well, even before that, there were certain Levim, going back to the time of Moshe and Aaron, there were certain Levim which had a chazakah to do certain things.
Right.
So it's just now being expanded and formally being people being assigned, families being assigned a system for the next hundreds of years. Okay, let's now go to Peruch of Dalav. Now we're going to discuss the division of the Kohanim into the 24 Mishmaros. Okay, let's I have a handout, but I'm not sure we have enough time to get to it. Let's just start doing some of the psukim first. The Levnei Aharon, concerning the Bnei Aharon, Mach Le Koisam, Bnei, they're concerning Aaron, the divisions of Aaron. The psukim here are not, they're very hard to translate literally. You have to take the entire collection of words and give a general translation. Mach L'Koisam means divisions. The children of Aaron, we're now, these three words are read together. We're now going to discuss how Aaron, the Kohanim, were divided into Mishmaros. Who are Bnei Aaron? So we begin. Aaron had Nadav Aviu. Aaron had four children. Nadav Aviu, Elazar v'Isamar. It was meant to be Nadav Aviu. Nadav was meant to succeed or to take over his father's job to become the next Kohen Gadol in place of Aaron. However, what happened? Tragic pasuk days. Vayomos Nadav Aviu. We know on the day of the Milun they offered an Ezra lefnei Hashem and they died. Vayomos Nadav Aviu lefnei Avihem before their father. Uvanim lo hayu lo, they had no children. Vayichanu Elazar v'Isamar. And Elazar v'Isamar took their place. Let's see the mitzudos. Pasuk Aleph. Levnei Aaron ve'es bnei Aaron hoyo. What?
It wasn't until Nadav and Abihu died that they were.
They were in line. Elazar v'Isamar, they were first in line to take over. Nadav was meant to, I guess, was meant to be take over to become the Kohen Gadol, and Aviu was meant to be the Skan. Torah gives this a Kohen Gadol, and there's the Skan Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol is Tomei, you can't expect the Kohen Gadol to, he needs some vacation days, some sick days. So when the Kohen Gadol is not available, there's a Skan Kohen Gadol. So it appears that Nadav Aviu were meant to be when Aaron and Elazar, Aaron was not available, Elazar to become the Skan in the meantime, but these two were next in line. But what happened? Pasik, one more time, the Mitzvah is Pasik Aleph. Yes, Bnei Aaron, Hayu, Kain, Mach, Lukusam, Lemishmaros. They were now going to discuss how they were divided into Mishmaros. They died Lefnei Avim, so we have an unusual word. What does it mean, Lefnei? Before. Doesn't literally mean in this presence, it means in the lifetime. B'chaye Aviyem, Vayichahanu. What does it mean they became Kohanim? It means V'heim Nish'aru Kohanim Lashem. The Mitzvah here is really apologizing. Each word of the Pasuk is not to be translated literally. These Pesukim here in Divayim, they're very hard Pesukim. They're not easy to translate. It means they're already Kohanim. It just means that they now remain Kohanim in the place of their brothers.
When Aaron was declared, became a Kohen, his children were already born. Were they included?
Yes, they were. That was part of the deal. That when the kahuna was given to Aaron, it was also automatically given to the children that were living. Absolutely.
Not to the grandchildren.
The living grandchildren.
The was not a Kohen until after he killed Zimri. The Mepharshim are very clear.
Okay, only.
He wouldn't have been able to kill Zimri.
Okay, so then it would have been only the ones that would be born afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, very interesting. So just the children that were living at that point in time, they were given kahuna together with Aaron. Now, let's go to Pasuk Gimel. Vayeh Chol came David. Now, David divided them. Vitzadok, who assisted, who helped David. Tzadok was the Kohen Gadol at the time of David HaMelech. David was the Melech, Shevet Yehuda. And at the time of David HaMelech, Tzadok was the acting Kohen Gadol. Together, as a team, they divided Min Bnei Elazar. Min Bnei Elazar, Vachimelech Min Bnei, Evit Sadok Min Bnei Elazar, Vachimelech Min Bnei Isamar, Lifkudasam Ba'avodasam. Let's see the Mitzudas. Lifkudasam Ba'avodasam, Lufi Misparam, Ka'ivdim Ba'avoda Hamut Aleim. So when David is dividing, Sadok is Min Bnei Elazar. Okay, I'm a little confused here. But what's going on there? Tzadok is the Kohen Gadol, and now they're dividing from Elazar. V'achimelech, Tzadok is min b'nei Elazar, Achimelech min b'nei Zimri. These are the descendants. Okay, I'm sorry. So these are, there are two families. There are two major families in the descendants of Aaron, Elazar and Isamar. Now, we're going fast forward. Now we're at the time of David HaMelech. David HaMelech is 440 years since Yitzias Mitzrayim. 440 years since Yitzias Mitzrayim. Who is the greatest, most distinguished descendant of Elazar? Tzadok. Who is the most distinguished descendant of Isamar? Achimelech. So David now is looking at the family of Tzadok and looking at the family of Achimelech, and he's going to divide them into 8 mishmaros apiece, which means it's going to be, that was the origin, that's how really Moshe Rabbeinu divided, it's going to be for a total of 16 mishmaros. David in a few moments is going to add another 8 mishmaros to bring it to a total of 24. But right now, we're starting off with the Yichus. We start off there, there were originally 4 children. Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, v'Isamar. Nadav, Avihu died. They're out. All that's left is Elazar, v'Isamar. Now, let's go ahead 440 years later. Who is the descendant of Elazar? We have Tzadok. He is with Tzadok, min b'nei Elazar. Who is the prominent descendant of Isamar? V'achimelech min b'nei Isamar. He's now going to divide them, lifkudasam. He's going to give them an assignment. He's going to appoint them. The Mitzudo says, ba'avoida, you okay? Ba'avoida hamutal aleihem. He's going to give them a very specific assignment. That's what it means, lifkud asam, ba'avoda asam, according to the assignment in the avoda. Pasuk dalet. Vayimotsu v'nei Elazar rabim. When David divides them into 16 mishmaros, 8 apiece, he discovers that b'nei Elazar rabim are numerous, they're abundant, l'roshei hagvarim, according to the heads of the men, min b'nei Isamar, and what he does is, vayach lekum levnei Elazar, rashim leveis avos, he divides them not into 8, as was originally done by Moshe, but divides them into 16 groups, an additional 8, he doubles their mishmaros, and then when you add the other 8 of Isamar, we have a grand total of 24. Vayichalkum levnei Elazar rashim leveis avos shisha asar. Ulevnei Isamar leveis avos, and the children of Isamar, according to the families, shmoina. So here we learn for the very first time the number 24. The Gemara Masechet Tainis says originally when Moshe Rabbeinu divided them, it was divided into 16. Some learn even 8. There are two opinions of the Gemara. Either it was 4 and 4, or it was 8 and 8 for 16, and now when David's coming to divide them, he's going to divide them into 24, 16 from Elazar and 8 from Isamar.
So obviously,
Mishmaros existed from the time of Moshe by Kohanim.
Right.
Kohanim. By Levim, no. Levim, it appears, that's the point when they say correctly, we know for a fact that Moshe divided the Kohanim into Mishmaros. So this idea of Mishmaros goes back 440 years. But we don't find there being Mishmaros for Levim. That we don't find from the time of Moshe.
When David counted the Levim,
yes,
he didn't have an unusual amount in any one base of, because it doesn't mention.
Or maybe he did, it just wasn't, he didn't find it important, significant enough, right, there wasn't a need to make more Mishmaros.
The Gemara yesterday about the Chavya.
Yeah. Rav Lamal Mirosh.
That must have come later. Because when he set it up, it didn't have
600,000
or a big
amount. Or maybe it didn't matter to him. Maybe the role of the Levim was not as important where it necessitated to add more Mishmaros. There might have been other factors. Kohanim, this was their thing. Or it could be they wanted very much to have an equal opportunity. Maybe the Levim were not interested. Or maybe they had other opportunities. We don't know all the details.
But my mother's coming here too.
No, the Mamodos doesn't come, and there is no mention of Mamodos here. As far as
eventually the Mamodos were,
that's a later thing. Yeah,
with the
The Mamorah's Klal Yisrael was divided into 24 groups. And you had a Miluim, you had a surf. You had to come show up at your time to and be mispalel and fast,
you know,
4 days a week.
Definitely had different,
there was a system. Everyone, they still were divided into. So the Mamorah's, there's no mention of the Mamorah's, as far as I know, in the Psukim. The Mamorah's appears to be a new innovation that took place at a much later point in time, that everyone was divided, the Yisraelim were divided into 24 groups that should come and appear and daven and fast on the fast when the korbanos were being offered. Okay, well, let's see. So we have over here, he discovers that there are too many. He has to increase the number into 24. Okay, let's just run through some of the psukim. Pasik hey va yachlukum bigorolois. He now divides them into gorolois. Ela im ela. Pasuk says that David insisted on, when he divided them, it was through a lottery. The 24 mishmaros of Kohanim cannot be divided, just they couldn't come to an agreement. Why not? Because obviously, whoever goes first is more chashev. If you're number 24, you're less chashev. So who are you to say that these Kohanim are less important than the Kohanim who are going to be selected for the first mishmar? And the Pasuk makes that very clear. This very unusual Pasuk. Pasuk Hey. Vayachlukum bigorolois. Eila in Eila. He took all of these 24 groups and he put them into a lottery. This, each one together. Why was it necessary to make a law? Why couldn't they come to an agreement? Because kihayu sorei kodesh, each individual, each member of the 24 mishmaros was a prince. He was a holy prince, and he was also v'sorei ho elokim. He was a prince of God, and you can't go insult one person over the other person. Like ki nisi elokim ata b'socheinu. This the mefarshim say is extremely unusual. Pasuk does not appear anywhere else in Tanakh to refer to people, groups of people, with these terms, Sorei Kodesh and Sorei Hu Elokim, Min B'nei Elazar U'min B'nei Yisamar, and there's no way any human being has the right to say, you go first and you go second. How can you go tell the Gadol Hadar, you go second? Because another Gadol Hadar is going first. You're getting into a lot of trouble. Where do you put on the dais? I'm sure, you know, you talk to these organizations, they have to make a dais.
This is not making less, this is making more.
No, we were finished with that already.
No,
we're finished.
What you have is you were making...
We have already 24. We're finished with that. We already made the 24. Now the question is, who goes first? David took the two families. Who goes first? The issue is, there's a rotation. Each week a new mishmar comes, right, enters. Who is mishmar number one?
So mishmar number one, let's say, is chashev.
Who?
Then let's say the guy gets a mishmar.
Who's chashev? Who do you call number one?
Mishmar one is chashev.
Exactly. Exactly. Who's to say? Exactly. Exactly. Well, no, it's... Oh, exactly. That's exactly the point. How do you make... How do you put them in order? They have a batting lineup, right? We'll have the others.
You didn't have that problem?
Batting lineup.
Well, before there were no mishmaros. Well, there was a mishmar. There were different mishmaros. There were 16.
So we still have the problem with 16.
I hear the question. So it could be that there was a new order being made now. I hear the question. I don't know the answer. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right, Moshe Rabbeinu had some system in place. So why don't we just follow the system of Moshe and worry about the additional 8. Where are we going to put the additional 8? Very good point. I don't know. David, for whatever reason now, was putting them all into the pot and is making a new Seder.
If I was there, I was from the B'nai Elazar,
yeah,
I would say, hey, listen, we have 8 Mishmaras,
yeah,
so I get 1/8 of the time. Suddenly you're splitting my time in half.
That's right.
So that's what my complaint is.
That's right. So it doesn't matter.
So it doesn't make a difference where you put me, but suddenly are you taking me and give me half?
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
It says, listen, this is going to... That's what you get.
I don't know. This obviously must have been up in Ruach HaKodesh. And the Pasuk here, Pasuk Hei, talks about dividing them into the who will go first.
It also says
with
the Nei
Samar.
And the Nei
Samar,
there was no difference. That's
right.
So what is
he's taking all 24. The issue over here, he's taking all 24 and he's putting them in order. He's putting them in order, and the Pasuk is saying that David on his own...
They were heard a third. Because before they had, let's say,
a 16,
now they have 124.
Okay, so fine, lost, okay, fine, fine. But the order was done by Gorel, and the David could not decide.
No, before they had 8. They had 16. Eight was a Lazar, 8 was a Tamar.
Maybe they had a half a shift.
Each one got 1/16 of a year.
Maybe they had a half a shift.
They had 1/16 of a year. Now they get only 1/24 of a year. So they're getting less time to serve. So they could say...
Okay, but the order... But that's how it was. It was all. We have to assume it was al piruach hakodesh. It was done and it was divided. And the pasuk says there was a girl to decide the order. Let's see the mitzvahs here on the bottom. The rational will finish up. Rational mitzvahs of the pasuk. Hey, the garolos mi yishamish rishon umi sheni. After David divided them into 24 groups, he the girl who goes first, who goes second. Let's go through some of the rashis. Let's go back to pasuk. The beginning of the period pasuk of the Aaron. So now we're discussing how David is dividing them into 24 mishmaros. Aaron. We have pishon elab. These are the children of Aaron, and now we're going to divide them into 24 groups. Because they had no children, that's why they were replaced by Lazavi Sama. So really, Ezra should have come first. But why didn't Ezra, when they came back from Golas, why was Yotzadik? Yotzadik kolach begoyla lebavol v'sha'olu bibavol ola Yoshua v'shimesh v'lo shimesh Ezra l'fi shahoyu Yotzadik ha-bukhar v'kodmoy bein achiv ha-bukhar k'dursi b'nevuas chagi Yeshua ben Yotzadik ha-koyin ha-godol. Since we have a precedent that Yotzadik served in the place of he served because he was the Bukhar. Okay, I don't know the details, but the point is we have to find a precedent that whoever is older has first rights to serve first. And we find this by Yehoitzadok, he was the Bukhar, and that's why he served first. So too, it would have been logical that Nadav Aviv would have taken the place of their father, Aaron. That would have been the line of succession, but because they died, therefore we fall back to plan B, Elazar v'Samar. Pasuk Gimel, V'Achimelech min b'nei Asamar, Z'Achimelech ben Evyasar. This is the same Achimelech ben Evyasar, K'demuchach b'Samach, V'yichle v'em Shmaya ad V'Achimelech ben Evyasar. Asamar means the name, he was great-great-great-great-grandfather was Asamar. But who was his father? His father was Evyasar. As it says later on, later on. Dalit, originally b'mishkan 400 mishkan shiloh loha yukim yud vahav. There were only 16 mishmaros. Ches from the family of Elazar. The ches may some can afresh from Sechla Tainis. Uchsheroha David shall you rush hagivarim leelazar rabim cholkam luchol mishmar shalazar. Each mishmar was divided into two, vehemidam al yud vav mishmaros. Now we have to add the 8 mishmaros of Isamar, u'mishmeres b'nei Isamar, hemid al mamad mishmar k'brishayna. He put back where they were. That did not change. For a grand total al shmoina mishmaros, v'chein m'chich b'samach base of ochuz le'loz, that's going to be the next post later on, we're going to have the post later on, that when the base of ochuz le'loz, Lazar v'echad achuz liyisamar kolaymar k'achuz l'mamud l'mishmeres v'mishkan, that summer was exactly the way it was in the mishkan. Just like there were 8 mishmaros in the Mishkan from Tam Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what David did when he made the new calculation. The only thing he changed was he doubled the size of the mishmar of Elazar for the grand total of 24.
But they each got a half a shift then.
The each mishma was divided into two. The family was so large.
Right.
The family was so large.
16 shifts, 8 and 16 halves.
Right. Well, we're not really calling it 16 halves. We're calling it 16. We're calling it, right. Theoretically, it's 16 halves. But they were so large, each one became, it was a break off, became an independent number. So a grand total of 24.
Bye-bye.
Yeah?
With the Levine yesterday, didn't we all learn that there was one Mishmar came from one of the Levim that didn't have sons,
yeah,
had daughters, right. And they established.
We're going to talk about that. Okay, I have that.
Why don't we have something set up for
that's going to be mentioned over here. That's going to be mentioned. Well, not of Avihu, they had no children. They had no children.
No,
they had no daughters either. They had no children. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick this up.